Sometimes I've been quick to speak and slow to listen. By Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James 1:19. It happened again. Instead of taking time to listen and respond kindly, I spoke in haste and reacted poorly. When we are quick to speak, we don't have a chance to hear what the other person is saying, and more importantly, why they're saying it. When I am quick to answer, I react instead of responding with grace. God tells us to be kind and compassionate to one another and forgive each other, Ephesians 4:32. But when we're quick to speak and slow to listen, we don't care how soft our words are, we just shoot them out. It didn't take long for God's Spirit to tell me I was wrong. I knew I was, but my pride tried talking me out of apologizing. After all, what about what my husband said? Wasn't I justified? I knew I wasn't, but my feet were stuck in that pride. I'm glad God gives us free access to His throne room 24/7. We are not put on hold. We don't have to worry that God won't answer us when we send up a quick prayer. Our God is available, and He graciously tells us to call on Him. As Peter called out to God when he was slipping under the water, and God responded, Matthew 14:30-31, God also responds to our calls for help immediately. When we are quick to listen, the people who speak to us can tell we value them and what they have to say. People can often be impatient with others in this area. Everyone wants to know that they matter and that their words have merit. When we rush others, they feel insignificant. How do I know this? I've experienced it. And sadly, I've been impatient at times with those I love. Jesus always took time with those who spoke to Him. Even when people brought children to Jesus so He could pray for them and the disciples rebuked those people, Jesus told the disciples to let the children come, Matthew 19:14. Every person is valued by God, even little people. God works in our lives from the moment we trust in Jesus and what He did for us on the cross. Paul was confident God would complete the work He had started, Philippians 1:6. We are all works in progress, and sometimes we look unfinished, but God keeps working on us nonetheless. Little by little, we are becoming like Jesus. The day I was impatient, I eventually swallowed my pride and approached my husband. I was wrong to say what I did. Will you forgive me, Mike? And he did, again. We need to submit to God's nudges and let go of our need to be right or whatever else we're holding on to. When we release our grip, we'll see God work in ways we never imagined. May we learn to be quick to listen and slow to speak, especially with the Lord. And may we open our hands so God can teach us all the things He wants us to learn. And then we'll look like Jesus.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.